current state is adding new contributors in the coming months. Yesterday on the program, you heard our new book reviewer, Scott Southard. Today, we bring you a movie commentary by MSU professor and filmmaker Jeffrey Ray. Disney's The Lone Ranger opens nationwide today. Jeffrey only needed to see the trailer to offer us his thoughts.
The other day, I went to the movies. I arrived a bit early to catch the trailers and to make my mental notes. Must see, might see, or wait for that one to come out on DVD. I saw a trailer that surprised me a bit. It was for The Lone Ranger. And of course, what threw me most was Johnny Depp playing Tonto. The Lone Ranger is an American classic first heard on radio, then in books, then seen in movie serials. The most famous Lone Ranger is from early television with Clayton Moore as the Lone Ranger, and Jay Silverhills as his trusty sidekick Tonto.
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver. The Lone Ranger.
For the new Disney movie, I was hopeful that the trailer would offer evidence for a fresh story and perhaps a reconsidered Tonto. Johnny Depp going native is certainly a different concept, but as soon as he spoke up in character, any hope I had for a new Lone Ranger and a revisionist Tonto was dashed.
If we ride together, we ride for justice.
Justice is what I seek, Kimosabe.
I really hope I am wrong, but from the preview, Depp's Tonto seemed to be the same old sidekick in support of white man's justice. The only difference being in this 2013 version, a white man plays Tonto. Love Johnny Depp. He channeled a great Keith Richards playing a pirate. He is one of the most likable and bankable movie stars in the world. I understand all of that. But I also know that the colored sidekick as subservient stock character shows up in too many American classics. Cato to the Green Hornet. Bill Bojangles Robinson to Shirley Temple. Sam's melancholy piano to Bogart's lovesick Rick. Sammy to Rat Packer's Frank and Dean. Haji to Johnny Quest, and on and on. A mystical feather-headed Johnny Depp in red face, speaking stilted, halting English, feels very retro. And not the cool, hip kind of retro. For the sake of contrast, I look back at 1974's Blazing Saddles.
He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shining star.
With this film, Mel Brooks turned the classic American Western on its head. Blazing Saddles was silly, profane, subversive, and funny. It featured Brooks himself in a minor role as a Yiddish-speaking Indian chief. At its most brave, the film had Cleavon Little as the heroic black sheriff saving a town under siege, and Gene Wilder as his white sidekick, a down-and-out gunslinger.
Hey, maybe you should eat something first.
No, thanks. Food makes me sick.
A man drink like that and he don't eat, he is going to die.
When?
Not your father's John Wayne Western. Blazing Saddles was forward-thinking almost 40 years ago and still is today. I get the feeling that the new Lone Ranger will be no Blazing Saddles. Then again, I could be wrong. But just from the trailer, I will wait for this latest Lone Ranger to show up on DVD before giving my final thumbs up or thumbs down to Kimosabe and Tonto as played by Johnny Depp. This time, maybe he'll channel a little Mick Jagger.
The men you seek think you are dead, Kimosabe. Better to stay that way.
For Current State, this is Jeffrey C. Ray.
And Jeffrey Ray is an MSU professor and filmmaker. Listen for more of Jeffrey's thoughts on film coming up here on Current State.